Sri Advaita Acharya is Lord Chaitanya's incarnation as a devotee. Therefore, these three tattvas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Gosai, are the predominators or masters. Purport. Gosai means Goswami. A person who has full control over the senses and mind is called a Goswami or Gosai. One who does not have such control is called Godas, or servant of the senses, and cannot become a spiritual master. A spiritual master who actually has control over the mind and senses is called Goswami. Although the Goswami title has become a hereditary designation for unscrupulous men, actually the title Gosai or Goswami began from Sri Rupa Goswami, who presented himself as an ordinary grihastha and minister in government service, but became a Goswami when he was actually elevated by the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Goswami is not a hereditary title, but refers to one's qualifications. When one is highly elevated in spiritual advancement, regardless of where from he comes, he may be called Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Advaita Gosai Prabhu are natural Goswamis because they belong to the Vishnu Tattva category. As such, all of them are Prabhus, predominators or masters, and they are sometimes called Chaitanya Gosai, Nityananda Gosai, and Advaita Gosai. Unfortunately, their so-called descendants, who do not have the qualifications of Goswamis, have accepted this title as a hereditary designation or a professional degree. That is not in accord with the Shastric injunctions.
Om Agyanatiminandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Pramodit Pritam Jena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam. Someone please give a proper asana to Apurva Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jata Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrajatam, Shahagana Gaganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Shadvaitam Shavadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha E Krishna Kuruna Sindho Deen Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshali Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Vanchako Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadigur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Bhaktavatar Tar Acharya Gosai. 18 tattva shabe prabhu kori gai.
So Kaviraj Goswami is delineating the identity
of the Panchatattva members. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas, Adigaur Bhaktivinoda. First, he identifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Krishna is there as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna. And Bhaktarupa Shurupakam. His first expansion is Nityananda Prabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jay, Shachi Shuta Hoylo She, Balaram Hoylo Nitai. Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Balaram appears as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then Bhaktavatar Advaita Prabhu. They're all Vishnu Tattva. In the Panchatattva, on the one side, right side, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Vishnu Tattva. And on the left side, Gadadhar and Srivas, Shakti Tattva. And Shakti is always on the left. So Prabhu means the Lord. So the Lord is one, but he appears, of course, in five. Within those five, three belong to the category of Lord, or the personality of Godhead, Vishnu Tattva, and two belong to the Shakti Tattva. There's no difference in one sense, Shakti, Shakti Mateor, Abheda. And yet, at the same time, there is the difference that one is the predominator and the other is the predominated. The Shakti is predominated and the Prabhu is the predominator. So these three Prabhus are their masters. They're called Goshai. Goshai means Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada discusses here that Goswami is not a hereditary title. He's specifically addressing the circumstance, especially in Vrindavan, where someone is born into a Goswami family, then he's known as Goswami. And elsewhere Prabhupada says that he may be a Goswami. It's not that he's disqualified from becoming genuinely a Goswami because he's born in a Goswami family, but he has to have the qualifications. Just like judge, to be born in a family of judges doesn't make one a judge. It may be a good opportunity for becoming a judge, but one has to become qualified. Otherwise, sometimes we see that the so-called Goswami is simply worshipping the deity as a means for maintaining household expenses. That will show the deity and people will give some money. Then that money can be used for roti and whatever else is needed for the family. So the deity becomes like a gimmick, you can say, in
in Govardhan, on the Parikrama path, you can see so many sadhus. And very often, they've got a gimmick. They've got a Durga deity, or they've got a Shiva deity, or they've got a Krishna deity, or they've got something that's special, or they're doing something unusual that makes them distinct. So they have a gimmick, what you call in business a, what is that, distinguished, what is that distinct selling point? Unique selling point, right? Yeah, unique selling point. What makes our product different from other products? Oh, in our temple we've got something, whatever it is. Some, our temple is this or our temple is that. Some unique selling point, very often manufactured. In Govardhan, there are like at least three or temples that are the mouth of Govardhan, because that's a good selling point. So there's like two or three or four of them, because it's good for business. So sometimes it's a big enterprise, or sometimes family business. Sometimes just husband and wife and children. And the deity is there as a kind of gimmick or as a tool for bringing in money. Now the deities in Vrindavan are presented a little nicely. In Dhananjaya Prabhu knows that when the devotees first went, practically the deities were hardly, you know, some rag on the deity, and very negligently shown. And whatever money is collected is used just for maintaining food for the proprietor. And also for purchasing alcohol, Dhananjaya Prabhu says. These things are going on. One is known as Goswami, Gosai Ji, but the Goswami is showing the deity and getting money for food and alcohol. This is called Godas, servant of the senses. So, as Srila Prabhupada points out, the standard for Goswami was set by Srila Rupa Goswami. He wrote, Vacho Vegam Manasakrodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udrapasta Vegam Etan Vegan Yovishahita Dhida Sarvanapi Mam Prithivim Sushishat. Goswami means controller. Swami means controller. Prabhu, Swami. Therefore, in Indian society, we sometimes find that the wife addresses the husband as Swami or Prabhu, master, or controller. The husband is supposed to control the wife. Supposed to. So Prabhu. So Goswami means not that he's not controlling a wife, he's controlling his senses. He's controlling his senses. Or he's controlling these vegams. Vega means urges, pushing, Prabhupada said. Vacho vegam, the urge to speak. Big, or in the digital era, it's the urge to type. That's also vacho vegam. Just like Prabhupada, we were discussing yesterday, someone's taken a vow of silence, but he's scribbling on a chalkboard. So Prabhupada said there's no difference. So vacho vegam, the urge to speak, the urge to
press the send button and send off one's latest realizations. Vachovegam, 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 Vachovegam. The internet is a Maya's gift for promoting Vachovegam, as well as Manasavegam and Krodavegam. Upastavegam also. Everything is facilitated by the digital advancement. This is Maya's trick. Give you something and give you a little something and take everything. This is Maya's business. So Vachovegam. Vachovegam, the urge to speak on and on and on without purpose or with a deluded purpose and without self-control. Otherwise, speaking is good. Atato brahmajigyasa. In human life, now the real speaking begins. But the subject matter is brahmajigyasa, to inquire about Brahma, not to simply obsessively speak and speak and speak, or write and write and write. Vachovegam and Manasavegam, the mind is going here, going there, going here, going there. Indriyartan Vimudhatma. What is that? Mityachara Suchate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the person who makes a show of outwardly controlling the senses, but whose mind is helter skelter, is a pretender. Mityachara Suchate. The mind should be controlled. Vachovegam, Manasa, and Krodhavegam. Anger needs to be controlled. The anger is described as the younger brother of lust. Even if one controls lust, anger can be still more difficult. Anger should be controlled. Kama krodha tatha lobha tasmareta triyam tyajet. Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam. Krishna says there are three gateways to hellish life. Lust, anger, and greed. And therefore these should be given up. This is a little low, isn't it? Is it loud enough, or is it... No, right? Okay. That's better, right? Okay. So these three, Vachovegam and Manasa and Krodhavegam, and Jivavegam, the urge of the tongue. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the person who's simply following his tongue everywhere and everywhere can never attain Krishna. He's scouting out where there's something nice for the tongue. He's this still Godas. How will he be Krishna Das? So, Jiva Vegam and Udra Upasta Vegam, the servant of the stomach. I want more, I want more. And the servant of the genitals. He wants sex one way or another way. Heterosexual, homosexual, autosexual, bisexual, this sexual, that sexual. And it's all made very respectable to be. This Godas should have equal status with that Godas. Mm-hmm. But we're not for having a Vaishnav Godas association. Vaishnav means Goswami, to control the senses. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Radhyanath Das, Gopal Bhatta, Jiva Goswami, controllers of the senses. So the Udrapasta, Upasta Vega should also be controlled. Then, in this way, one has to be dhira. Dhira means sober. Dhiras tatra namuyati. A person who's sober will not be bewildered. And a person who's not sober will be bewildered. So sober means Krishna conscious, to fix the mind on Krishna. And to fix the mind on Krishna, the tongue is very important. The tongue has two functions, to taste and to vibrate. So the tasting function should be engaged in tasting Krishna prasadam, not other things. And the vibrating function should be engaged in chanting the glories of Krishna, or chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.